This is Stories from the Red Zone and Gear Review. And you are listening to the Archery Maniacs Podcast.
And I was running late, and it was a whole series of events that kind of that screwed me completely over.
So I get tucked in these trees, and this storm blows in, and just ba-boom, ba-boom, you know, it's just going all around me. Claps of lightning.
Like eight bears coming to it, even after Adam shot his.
It's 31 yards from where I sit. That damn buck walked through that trail cam and gave me the bird.
After that, it just went downhill fast. I was wore out from getting in there, and I was seeing bucks, and I just couldn't get to them. My mind wasn't right. My body was telling me, no way. My mind wanted to get there, but my body was saying no.
We throw out one bugle and hear five bulls bugle all around us in different areas. So we're just like, oh my gosh.
I look up and here's these five bulls staring at me like 150 yards away up in this little opening. And I'm like, oh man, just screwed this up.
We launched an updated website at www.archerymaniacs.com. Go there and you will find Archery Maniac Taxidermy. Our taxidermy includes European mounts, hydrographic skull dips, and custom artwork, customizable video packages, packages to fit all your hunt needs, monthly newsletter. The newsletter will include success stories, failure stories, gear reviews, wild game recipes, upcoming episodes in our online series, and upcoming podcasts, and updates to our YouTube online series called Live Life at Full Draw. Alert, alert! Soon to launch our ebooks, Hunt Planner Guide, all the steps you need to plan your next DIY dream hunt, including specific questions, hunt plans, and step-by-step instructions. Keto dehydration. Make your own dehydrated keto meals for your hunting and backpacking adventures. Super tune your bow, beginner's bow tuning guide, and more. Thank you for tuning into the show, and we appreciate you checking out the website. Do you suffer from target panic? Has buck fever affected your shot control at the moment of truth? Learn the science of shot control at ShotIQ.com. Joel Turner's controlled process shooting program will give you the tools to succeed in extreme stress shooting situations. Decide to succeed with ShotIQ.
Now.
Let's.
Get.
Into.
The show!
In this episode of Stories from the Red Zone, Bruce Oldenkamp shares a great muley adventure in which he had a couple bad shots and made up for it with a great shot in the end through persistence, hard work, and determination. As far as the gear review goes, I review the Sitka Ascent shirt. I hope you enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce Oldenkamp out here in SoCal, and you're listening to Archery Maniacs.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Zach Harold, and in this episode of Stories from the Red Zone, Bruce is going to share one of his epic adventures.
Nice. Yeah, I got a few. I mean, you know how it is. There's some good stories out there.
Well, I got time.
I got a freaking hilarious one and one that kind of, you know, I guess is, not giving up and going all the emotions, I guess, covering all the emotions as a bow hunter that so many of us know was, this year. I had a good one this year was, during archery season here in California, local hills, opening weekend, I found a pretty good buck, opening day on, of the archery opener here in one of our local G zones and glassing him up. I found him in the morning and ended up watching him and putting him to bed and going and planting a stalk and going in on him. And time I got around to him and above him, you know, it was like 10 o'clock in the morning and I got to my predetermined spot and kind of took my shoes off and did, you know, the usual stuff, socks and all that good stuff, and snuck my way down to where it was on a big slide, and he was bedding in some knee-high bushes, and I could just see the top of his racks, and I got to about 50, I think it was 51 yards, and I just felt like if I pushed it any further, it was in the wide open, and I know he's bedded below me, but I just felt like it was more of a chance of me kicking a rock or something, you know, and busting him out of there. So I kind of just held back on the last tree at 51 yards and stood there for about an hour and a half and waited for him to stand. And when he finally stood, he kind of, you know, he didn't do the usual, you know, mule deer kind of stand and rock a little bit and stretch and kind of shake their head for a minute and look around. He kind of just stood up. I came to full draw and he started walking. So I was like, shit. And he got under my skin a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. And he was walking to my right and I ended up freaking just dumping the trigger on him, dude. And I freaking hit the bushes in front of him and shot right over his belly. He didn't have a clue what was going on, but he ran out and I ranged him again at, I think, 62. And I shot again and I missed him again. By this time, dude, I'm folding up like a cheap ass lawn chair. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, the wheels are coming off, you know, and he still don't have a clue what's going on. He ended up taking a couple steps closer to me. And, you know, I think again, I mean, little bit, you know, closer 58 or whatever. And I shot at him again, dude. And I ended up missing him again. And finally, he ran out to like 72 or something, whatever it was. And I shot at him one last time. And I hit him. I didn't know where I hit him, but I knew I hit him. I hit him low. I could see blood. And I thought, shit, I don't know if that's – but it was the opposite side, and it looked low. And I thought, well, downhill a little bit, maybe I got something, you know. And I was freaking a wreck, man. He ended up – yeah. I ended up watching him run out, you know. He ran out below me, and as soon as he got out of sight, I kind of regained my composure and ran back up, got my shoes back on and boots, and I thought, well, if I got him, I ended up giving him 2 hours, you know, and I thought, it's 107 degrees out at this time, so it's kind of like, you know, that fine line. How long do you let him sit there? If he's dead, did I get something, you know? Is he dead laying there just cooking, or is he dying, you know? Do I need to give him more time? Mm-hmm. So I sat there for 2 hours before I went in, and then I finally started going in and came up over the top of a little roller where he kind of disappeared to, and I thought, well, there's a couple of trees sitting there. I thought, well, maybe he, you know, found some shade and laid down, and because he still really didn't know what happened, you know, after I shot. So it's kind of one of those things. I thought I'd just kind of stalk in there and still hunt it. And I ended up bumping him, dude. And you know how that is, man. Oh, when you wound something and right, you know, it's devastating. You think it's over. Oh, bro. It's my heart sank. I busted him up out of his bed. And, you know, especially at that time I got him. I mean, he was 30 yards. I just happened to be looking down at the ground, looking for blood, you know, at that very moment, and he seen me and busted out of there, and I got a good look at him, and he ended up being a little bigger than I thought, you know. After he actually staring at his horns as he's running away, going, no, I just ruined this, you know. But I ran to the top again and got glass on him, and he bedded back down, dude. I knew he was hurting, you know. So I put a stalk on him. I had one arrow left. I couldn't find any of my arrows, so I had one arrow fucking left, dude. I haven't eaten all day, so I ended up hiking out of there, going to my truck after I washed him bed, and I went back to camp because I was like, I got to calm down, dude. I got to think about this. And he went and ate a sandwich, you know, mm-hmm. Had a cold beer so I could relax and calm down and, you know, regain my composure, grab some more bullets because I was almost out of fucking bullets, you know. So put four new arrows in there, and I went back in there, and he was still there, dude. He was still bedded, and ended up sneaking around getting above him, and I pushed it a little too hard. And I ended up getting to 27 yards on him, and I just pushed it a little bit too hard, and the wind swirled on me. And he got a quick sniff and jumped up and he took off running again, and I just had no shot, man. And then he ran out into no man's land, and I was, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon at that time. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's it. That's it. It's over. I'm never going to see that buck again, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I went all the way back down and out and sat way, way off. And there was a couple, little rollers, you know, kind of hills out there and a big flat. And I just went way out, like a mile out, and kind of just sat there and just glassed, dude, till the sun went down. And, I'll be damned, dude, at last light, I caught him cutting up a little cut on the side of a hill, and it was him, man. He was moving slow. He was hurting, but he came up off the bottom and was making his way up the hill, and he was still pushing. He was still alive, dude. I couldn't believe it. And I got a little bit of footage of him, you know what I mean, phone scope at last light, and it was definitely him. And I was like, well, I don't have time to even kill him, so I went back. It was a long night in camp.
Right.
That night, you know, by yourself.
So terrible.
Right. Especially by yourself, you know what I mean? You got nothing to bounce nobody off of or nothing.
Yeah.
Yep, the mind game, you know? Sitting around the campfire drinking a beer and you're like talking to yourself, you know?
Yeah, like, you dumb son of a bitch, why did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Why'd you fucking rush the shot, you know?
Yeah.
Just let him, yeah, if I would have just let him walk through the bush. And then we got through the bush, shot him, you would have been all right, you know?
Yep.
But like I said, big mule deer bucks freaking drive me nuts, dude, you know? So, yeah.
Something's got it's you. Done, but. Do it.
Exactly, you know? It definitely. And anyways, long night. The next morning, dude, I drove right back in there, and I found him. He was almost at the very top of the hill, and I watched him for a little bit. And I was just, you know, I said, that's it. That's it. I'm going in there. I'm going to go kill this thing right now. And I made my way up there. It took me a while to get up there. And I had a predetermined spot. And he wasn't moving. You know, he was hurting, dude. I could tell he was hurting. He was up feeding, though, you know. But he wasn't moving around too much. He could barely, didn't really want to walk, you know. And I got all the way up there and got to my predetermined spot and kind of looking around. You know how it is when you get there, especially, you know, by yourself and looking around. I'm like, man, I hope this is it. I hope this is it. And I just barely caught a flash out of my corner of my eye, and I just seen him just barely move. And he was probably at that time 40 yards away, you know, and I made him move and found a new line that came down right above him, dude. And I ended up, he was just over a little ledge kind of like, and I just crept up to that ledge, and I looked over the ledge, and he's right there feeding. I ended up shooting him at 6 yards, dude.
Dang.
He shot him right between the shoulder blades at 6 yards, and that was it, man. He ended up being a big non-typical 12. He's got 12 on his left side and 14 on his right side, and he's about 28 inches wide, and I mean, just big old pipes,
good,
you know.
Hell,
I mean,
man.
Just a freaking,
awesome.
Yeah, just a stud buck, you know.
That's awesome.
So, but you know how that is, man. Bow hunting, it covers all those emotions. You know, you get to that highest of highs to those lowest of lows, and in an instant, you know. When that buck died, dude, I mean, if there was somebody down there at the bottom watching me, you know, they would have been like, what in the hell is up with that guy? You know, I can only imagine myself, you know, screaming up there, you know what I mean? Fist pumping and just screaming your head off because, you know, you work so hard for that moment, and getting to that moment, it's like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
It's a release, so.
Heck yeah.
But definitely red zone, dude, you know? It was definitely cool.
That's
a lot of fun.
Man.
That concludes this week's segment of Stories from the Red Zone. I hope you got a few laughs and maybe learned some things to do and some things definitely not to do. Now, let's check out this week's gear review. You know, I'm impressed with this Kafaru. 150 plus pounds, this thing can handle whatever I throw at it. These Under Armour fat tires are so comfortable, but it's only been 6 months and they've already got holes. I just can't get them to hold up for me. This Valkyrie broadhead delivery system hits so hard. Pass-throughs are now expected. I gotta say it, this Sitka gear is the only camo that has lasted me longer than a year. And once again, this damn binocular harness has rotated around, putting all the pressure on the base of my neck. This S4 gear lockdown sucks. Just like that, it was broke and I was pissed. I'm not here to tear any companies down, but to simply tell the truth, because my life and my hunt depend on my gear to perform. So with that, enjoy your no holds barred, non-scripted, no bullshit gear review.
Now,
let's
get
into
the show!
So, in this episode of Gear Review, I am going to review the Sitka Ascent shirt from Sitka. This shirt has, without a doubt, become one of my favorite pieces of gear. This thing is absolutely insane how handy it is. I just absolutely 100% love it. I really do. Some of the features of the Sitka Ascent shirt. Let me throw it on real quick. Some of the features are a half zip, which is awesome because it allows you to put it on, take it on, put it on, take it off with a hat on, which most of us bow hunting have a hat on. So that's an awesome feature. Second feature that I really love is dual chest vents, but they're also large enough to fit your cell phone, which is huge for me. But on an extremely hot day, having these chest vents, and they are backed on the backside with mesh, on an extremely hot day, you can't hardly beat that. Another feature of the jacket is the long collar back here. What that does for you is that allows you to zip it up slightly, not all the way, you know, but you zip it up and it will stand that collar tall. And having the collar stood tall allows you to have protection from the sun off the back of your neck. And for anyone that's spent a ton of time, you know, sitting there in the blistering sun waiting for a bedded buck to stand up or something like that, that sun beating down on you just wears you out. So that gives you just a little bit more protection, which is a huge deal. The shirt is also vented here in the pit areas on both sides, which is great. The Ascent material is extremely tough. I mean, extremely tough, especially for how lightweight it is. It's insane. The next feature that I absolutely love is the tight fitting stretch fabric over the forearms. Now this does a few things for you. It's going to make it so when you're at full draw, yeah, I'm a lefty. It's going to make it so when you're at full draw, you don't have clothes out hanging around, flapping around or whatever else. It's going to also make it so if you have put this over something, it's going to suck that into your arm. So once again, your clothes are not out, flapping around, hanging out. It also sucks it close to your skin and makes it warm when you need warmth and cool when you need it to be cool. This is probably my favorite piece of gear, and it's all in a simple shirt. But the amount of technology that has gone into this thing is absolutely insane. So, the material, the weight, 4.7 ounces, all right? 4.7 ounces. And let me show you real quick as I take it off. This thing literally gets so small, it can fit in the palm of my hand. At 4.7 ounces, how do you beat that? You can't. You can't. This thing is just, it's, you can tell, it's one of my favorites. the torso and upper arm are 20 denier stretch woven nylon ripstop, which is treated with the Polygene 40 gram 100% nylon. Some of the key areas are the quiet knit polyester grid jersey, which is what is on the forearms that I told you is nice. It fits really close to your forearms. And then the underarm, once again, is the breathable polyester mesh, which is also what is found on the inside of the pockets. Some of the product likes, it is extremely comfortable. I don't know how else you can put it. It's just extremely comfortable. Very lightweight, like I told you, 4.7 ounces. Very breathable. So this is excellent for your early season bow hunts, you know, whether it's antelope out in the desert or chasing muleys in Nevada in August or Colorado or Wyoming, wherever else in August. This thing is absolutely breathable. Fits really well. It's tight fitting where it needs to be. Like I said, it's tight fitting on the forearms, so none of that is flailing around. But it's not tight in the shoulders where you need lots of movement, which is awesome. And my other like is that the chest has vent pockets, which is extremely beneficial. So, here we are again. One of the product dislikes is sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it would be useful to have a hood. Namely, if I am sitting there waiting for a bedded buck to stand up or something like this, any time where I am sitting in blistering heat, I would like to have some sort of hood that is just lightweight, just like this material, but is covering my neck, my ears, and the top of my head. But that's not for everybody. You know, I love just the fact that it has an extended collar to cover the back of your neck. So that's a huge thing. Ease of use, scale of 1 to 10, 10. How much easier can you get? Toughness, scale of 1 to 10 is a 9. I haven't had any issues with it whatsoever, but I've only had it for 1 year. So, do you get what you pay for? Yes, absolutely. And would you recommend it to a friend? Yes, absolutely. So, cost of manufacture is $169. The cost on Amazon is $135 to $171. So, go and check out the Sitka Ascent shirt. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And I think it will become one of your favorite pieces of gear. Thanks, guys, for checking out our gear review.
Thank you for tuning into the show. It means a lot to us.
But seriously, though, I really appreciate your ear. And it would mean the world to me if you would rate our podcast. If you didn't like it, 1-star it. But if you did, a 5 is even better. Don't forget to comment, like, share, and hit that subscribe button. Thanks again for tuning into the show. Some other podcasts that you should definitely check out are
Eastman Elevating with Bride and Barney,
and Hunt Harvest Health with Ryan and Hillary Lambers.
Some other YouTube channels to check out:
Hardworking Hunter, Sterling's Extremes Outdoors, and Lane Walter Productions.
And a special thanks to
Maven Optics, Six Sight Gear, Dark Energy Tech, Shield Mountain Outdoors, The Outdoor Insiders, Iron Mind Hunting, Valkyrie Archery, and Gannett Ridge Sporting Equipment.